Hello and welcome to another exciting podcast of The American Goat. I'm your host, Philip Esparza, always joined by the one, the only, Justin the Man Morton. Episode 8, Justin, how are you, sir? How you doing? It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. Doing pretty good. Just living 2020 the best that I can, you know what I mean?
I think we all are trying to live it the best we can, and we hope everyone is being safe out there as well. Well, we're going to dive right on into it, folks. We know you guys have been waiting for a minute, but what kind of topic are we going to shoot into, Justin, here?
So I think today, kind of jumping something a little bit more intense right off the bat, we wanted to talk about elections, not necessarily the political parts of it, but let's talk about the actual process and what we think about all that.
I'm excited. Let's do it.
All right, Phil. So we were talking about elections and mostly the process, you know, so like, you know, going to vote the way that, you know, majority vote versus the electoral college, like all that, you know, all the stuff. So, you know, like just in general, like, how do you feel about the process of, you know, going to vote and whatnot?
I mean, well, this is a COVID year, so obviously everything, I guess we know, you know, kind of goes out the window, but, you know, outside of a COVID year, you know, I know there's a lot of talk about the electoral, you know, college process, and there's a lot of talk of, you know, the popular vote. And obviously we're not getting into the talk of parties and whatnot. Obviously we leave that up to our listeners to decide who they want to vote for. But in terms of that, going back to, like you said, how do I feel about it? I mean, is there a better way? Absolutely. What is that better way? That's a really good question. I know a lot of people, there's been a lot of topics upon this of, well, let's do away with the Electoral College, or let's do away with the popular vote. I mean, there's ifs and ands with anything that we do, right? That you can sit there and say, okay, well, this will work, but will it really work? And then you look at another spectrum. I mean, you can't really game plan for exactly what's going to work.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen. Like, I mean, there's, what's the joke? It's like, communism looks great on paper, you know?
Yes, true.
It's just, I agree with you. I think a lot of the stuff, like, ideas people have, sometimes it's hard to see the way that that's going to work in the real world. Like, I know, like, for instance, like, right now, for something that's really big is, like, mail-in voting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even, you know, like,
some what's your take on that? Let me stop you right there. Are you for mail-in voting or not?
Yeah, and I think it's good, especially with the way, which kind of leads into what I was just about to say, like other countries, like it's a national holiday to go vote. Like, you know, they get off work, they get paid, you can go to things. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't do that here. It's a little bit more difficult for some people to leave, and there's all these, you have to drive, you know, yada, yada. And that's one of the things, like for mail-in voting, you know, a lot of people are concerned about voter fraud and all this stuff or whatever, which are, you know, definitely some ballot concerns there because they found evidence of people trying to tamper with our elections. But I think in general, like, it's nice to have the option, especially with times like now, like with COVID. And I think even better, like, maybe even if it's not mail-in voting, they do the ballot box drops where it's like you do the mail-in voting, but you just go to yourself and drop it off. Like,
right.
I think that's, I don't know, it's nice to have the additional option. I feel like it's, you know, 21st century and we're still doing things real old school. So
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think that, you know, honestly, like, it's like we continue to kill trees, right, with all this paper that we print. It's just, you know, if we're supposed to be moving forward, you know, as a country, as a nation, and we're always, you know, America's always been considered at the forefront of things, right?
Yeah.
We've always been someone that the rest of the world looks up to, in terms of, you know, new technologies and whatnot. I would hope that, you know, and I believe this, that at some point, you know, maybe necessarily you won't have to rely on mail-in ballots. You'll be able to digitally sit there and send in your vote.
Yeah, which would be, I mean, that in the end, like, especially like, you know, like millennials, younger generations, like, never vote. Like, that's pretty consistent. Like, now, like, people all have smartphones and stuff. Like, what if there was just, like, a government app which sounds super sketchy, but like it's just a voting app. Like you just vote and then delete it off your phone.
I mean, it's
like,
true.
Something like that would be nice. Like it's convenience, and that's kind of the thing that we're all about nowadays. Is like people have ADD, whatever. Like we can't focus; our attention spans are so quick. So like if we can spend 5 minutes on our phones at home to be able to vote, I feel like it would help out a lot.
I agree with you. I agree with you because I do believe that, you know, you're right. You have another generation, right, that's coming along, and all they know is about it, technology, right? Mm-hmm. So they know technology, and that's what they're geared toward. You know, you shove a piece of paper in front of them and tell them to sign their name and send it, mail it in. And it's like, what? It's like all this technology.
That's too much work.
Yeah, it's, you know, but I can understand the younger generation and why they would think that. If you're only shown one way, obviously we have all our smartphones and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's what they're used to. So I think if, as a nation, we want to be at the forefront of things, then we're going to need more of young people. And I think this is going to go back to elections and, you know, voting and whatnot, you know, for the young people to step up and say, hey, okay, guys, look, this is how we've done it. You know, obviously, some of this stuff's flawed, and you could make the same case with digital. Like, digital voting can be flawed, right?
Again, so, looks good on paper, but in practice, there's all kinds of issues.
Is this something that maybe nationally we can start doing? I would think it's a great conversation to sit there and start saying, okay, guys, what can we do to sit there and, you know, maybe streamline this? Is it something to where everyone signs in with their social security numbers? Is that maybe an idea? But then you say, well, anybody can go grab a social security number.
Yeah, and steal it, or like, you know, again, like talking about like voter fraud stuff. Like what if somebody is just like finding like somebody's dead and they get the dead person's social security number and they use that to vote, or I don't know. Like,
true. There's a lot. I mean, and it would have to be something that we could all sit there and say, okay, guys, and again, this is reaching across aisles, right? This is saying, hey, you know,
it would have to be an agreement.
Right. Let's not be decisive about this. Let's come to an agreement. You know, what do you guys think? And what do you guys think? And, you know, I think that would be a better push. Now, obviously, voting in person is still the standard, right? Which I still support that. You should still be able to go and vote, you know, obviously, in person, you know. I know a lot of people like to do that. Like, it's like saying a lot of people like to sit there and go and vote on election day.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's the thing is people do the stickers, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of a big thing when you go and you vote and you get your sticker. Like, everybody likes to take the picture. Like, I went and voted, you know? So.
Yeah. I mean, the process is supposed to be fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
It really is because, you know, I don't think a lot of people understand that, you know, your vote does matter, does count. And, you know, whether you agree with certain candidates or not, I mean, you know, you might not agree with anybody, don't like nobody. Well, okay, stay home. It's cool, mm-hmm. You know? But I would like to see in this country, because you hear so many things, right? I think it's just a lot of disproportionate information that we receive as a public, you know, when it comes, you know, oh, well, you hear a lot of negative, bad things about it. Well, tell us what the positives are with the elections, you know, like, so if it's voter machines or it's, you know, what's, you need, you know.
Or like mail-in ballots, like whatever,
mail-in
like
ballots, we get a lot, right? If we're such a technologically advanced country, why can't we sit here and improve upon those types of things then?
I think that we can. I think
absolutely.
That the people that are in charge of those things don't want to sometimes, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I feel like a lot of the reasons some of the change, like, we don't see a ton of changes, because, I mean, it's still kind of archaic, like, the process is...
Oh, absolutely.
Weird.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, it's just not a modern way of thinking is the way it's done. So I think a lot of times that's the issue, is it's just, you know, they don't want it to be changed because of XYZ reason, like whatever thing is, people just want it to stay the way it is, which, I mean, I guess is fine, but it's always nice to have an option to do something differently.
I agree with you. I do see it as it being something, as you know, being very much prevalent in our lives, that it seems like we're so focused on some aspects and some spectrums of some things, but yet we still do things that were done way back, you know, in the old days. And it's just like, how are we so advanced as a country on this side, but, you know, on, you know, another side when it comes to elections, we're not. It's like, man, this is, you know, like Stone Age.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, for instance, like, popular vote versus electoral vote. Like, I mean, I believe the reason they did that was so that the people, like, they get the popular vote for the general population. The electoral vote was for a more educated vote, if that makes sense. I think that was one of the reasons that they did that. Mm-hmm. And, like, nowadays, it's like, we have, like, supercomputers in our hands and stuff. You can believe whatever you want to believe, but I feel like now people tend to be a little bit more educated than they used to be, you know?
Absolutely.
So I feel like maybe there could be some change there, like, even the way they do the popular vote, where it's like, oh, well, you just have to win whatever county or district out of the state, and then if you get that one, it covers the state, and all. So that's a blue state now, because we got the one section of it, you know?
Right, right.
You just, I don't know, there's a bunch of different ways we could do things, and I would like to see some kind of change, because it seems very, I don't know, like convoluted and not necessarily representative of the actual votes and stuff now.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that. I mean, you got to sit there and you got to, at some point, change that system. When do we start that, though? When do we, you know, who's going to be at the forefront of that? I mean, is it something that, you know, we have to go to our representatives about and say, hey, look, you know, there needs to be a better way of doing this. Who's going to sit there and lead the charge to sit there and, I mean, make a mandate and say, look, guys,
do something here's different. The new... Get everybody together. Force the change.
Right, right, right. It has to be collective, right? It has to, you can't just have one side shouting one thing and the other side saying, ah, you know, hey, that's not really important right now. You know, I mean, you're right in that regard, that you have to sit there and as a group, as a country, as a people, we need to say, okay, look, guys, we need to change some things. Some things need to be changed, and then have those discussions. And again, go back to what I said. You know, we can all do our part in that. You know, I think, you know, obviously this year, you know, a lot of people are doing their part. You know, whether
for sure
they wanted to be included or wanted to do it or not, it's a very peculiar year, this COVID year.
It's very, very 2020.
It is very 2020. It is. There's just so many unknowns, and I know we're deviating a little bit from the election process, but I mean, you know, you just hope that next time, the next cycles that come around, hopefully the processes will be improved upon to where you don't have anyone stating anything otherwise than, look, this is what it is.
Yeah.
These are the results, and that's the end of the story.
Yeah, it would be nice if we had the picturesque things, and things
would
just
be nice.
Work the way that they were supposed to, and I don't know.
It's just, true.
Everything's a mess now, because it's 2020.
It is 2020.
That's what we're going to blame everything on.
But we're here, Justin. We're here. Audience is here with us. It's good to be back again.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's like seeing long lost family.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Hey.
Oh, this man.
Hey, man.
I'm cheesing so hard over here.
Oh, man. It's 2020, man.
It's 2020.
We'll talk about that. Okay.
All right. Enough of that. I guess we're moving on.
Moving on.
What are we talking about next now?
Well, that's, you know, since we're shooting this podcast in October, we got to talk about Halloween. Let's do that.
I'm going to talk about Halloween.
Fun topic. All right, Justin. So this next topic that we have is the storied Halloween. Now, I know there's a lot of, you know, people out there that celebrate Halloween on a yearly basis. And even in a COVID year, you know, will you take your kids out to trick-or-treat? Will you not? Do you, Justin, have any Halloween stories?
Halloween stories?
Stories. We'll start there, and then we'll work our way through Halloween here.
Nothing too crazy. I mean, I always get the good memories around this time of year of when I was younger. Growing up, my parents would have a big Halloween party. So all the young ones would come over. We'd all get dressed up and stuff. Like, my mom would cover our garage with black like trash bags or whatever, so it was all dark and stuff.
I thought you were about to say black toilet paper.
Oh, yeah, black toilet paper. I was going to say tarp was where I was going with that. But,
oh,
yeah.
My bad.
My brain's not working.
That's all right.
But, yeah, like, it'd be all dark. We would, like, bob for apples. Like, they had, that's like, a cool smoke machine, like, disco ball cool stuff. Like, all the stuff going around. I don't know. My parents got really into it. They liked hosting parties. But that was, I don't know, I always like to think about that. You know.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. Well, you know, I mean, you know, Halloween has a lot of meanings for a lot of people. You know, and for me, I mean, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer. Or the Karen.
The Karen. Okay.
The Karen. That's what the kids say, man. That's what the kids say, right?
That's what the kids say.
Right? Am I right?
You're very hip.
Hey, man. The kids will tell you. No, sadly, man, you know, like, with me, like, when I was younger and I'd go to trick-or-treat, like, the one thing that blew was I'd always get sick.
You'd always get sick?
I always get sick. Yeah, from the cold. If I went outside, you know what I mean? I don't know if it was just, you know, I had a low immune system, but, and it just blew chunks, man. Like, go out trick-or-treat. So my parents were like, we're not, you know, we're not taking you trick-or-treat
not
no
doing
more.
It anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you see that costume right there? He's like, no. Like, no. You know, I understand. It's weird because I had an understanding because I understood, like, man, I get sick. This sucks. I can't do anything.
Phil said, I don't want to go because I'm going to get sick.
Right? I was like, man, I can see all these kids get all this candy. I'm like, man. You know, come to think of it, I wonder if those were COVID years, too.
Oh, yeah. It's been COVID years all the way up.
Oh, gosh. No, but, you know, I mean, Halloween, you know, like I said, I know, and we could... This topic could actually be blown into so many different things, you know, from the paganisms that, you know, is associated with Halloween to, you know, a lot of people, you don't really sit there and think of Halloween in that way. It's, you know, oh, I just dress up and
go
out.
The roots.
Yeah, what's the roots?
People get upset about that.
Yeah, people get upset. And I understand, you know, I understand all that. You know, but... It is that time of the year, which is crazy to even talk about. We're talking about Halloween now. I feel like we went from New Year's to Halloween.
That's real fast.
Real.
It's been so, like,
real fast.
You know, we had talked about maybe trying to do something for Halloween, and
yeah,
suddenly it's here, and I'm like, well, I don't. It's like 2 days from now or whatever. And
see,
like,
you bring up a good notion then. Do you feel like you're vested, like, in Halloween this year? Like, do you feel, like, excited? Like,
no.
Yes.
Not nearly as much.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just in the general, I think the holidays are going to be really weird this year.
Oh, for sure.
But, like, yeah, like, for Halloween specifically, like, I mean... You know, and like going to parties or whatever. Like, you know, it used to be a lot of fun. Like, I think last year around this time, I went to some big party hanging out with people and stuff. But it's just like, it's so weird to think about that.
I know.
It's in such a different spot then.
Right. So you kind of wonder if it's going to sit there and be like this next year. And what I mean by that is that, you know, maybe COVID's gone, right? You know, it's okay, you know. At what point, I know this will lead into another topic we're not going to talk about, but it kind of goes back to how are we going to act next year when it comes to, like, going back out again? And I mean, hopefully before then, maybe we'll have some semblance of normalcy happening, you know, but it won't be. I guess the best way for me to put it is that, do you feel like things will never be the same?
Oh, no, I don't think that will be. I think, like, this is going to change the way that people do things. I mean, we've kind of gone off topic, but I think this is a good line for us. Like, I would like to see, like, masks become more of a thing. Like, you know, like, if you're sick, you have a cold, and you go out or something, you just wear your mask. Like, not like it's a big deal or something, or, like, COVID's going on. It's just you're trying to care about your neighbor and not get somebody else sick for no reason. You know, it's like, oh, you have to go to the store. Okay, that's fine. Like, do what you gotta do. Just wear the mask. Or, I don't know, like, I think a lot of people that have office jobs or whatever, like, for me, for instance, get to work from home.
Right.
And I think for the companies and for the people who are from home, it improves work-life balance. Like, it's better financially for the company if they're not having to run their office. Like, yada, yada. Like, I think a lot of stuff is going to change, and I'm hoping for the better. Because I can see a lot of the stuff that's happening because of COVID. You know, silver lining, not a great thing, but a lot of the stuff that comes out of it so far seems like it's been good, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. With that, but when it would come to Halloween parties, would you be in favor of everyone wearing masks for Halloween parties and stuff?
No, not like in general. Like, if it's not like COVID going on, no. I mean,
okay.
I think it's like,
okay, I got
like, just in like general, it would be, I don't know, like for a Halloween party, I think like people want to go out. You can tell now,
right.
Like people like stay in against better judgment, or people go out against their better judgment. It's just,
yeah.
People like, we're social creatures, like human beings. We
oh,
want to socialize.
Sure.
So it's like, when something comes up like Halloween, like we want a reason to party, we want a reason to have a good time, get people together. So I don't think it'll have that big of an impact in that way. I mean, no, people are still going and doing a bunch of stuff now, you know? It's just, it's weird.
It is weird. It is. Now, do you like to sit there and carve pumpkins? For Halloween.
I was talking to somebody about this today, actually. I do actually like to carve pumpkins. I'm just extremely lazy, and I don't want to go to the store to get a pumpkin, get the tools, open the pumpkin, clean it out, cut it up. Like, I mean,
that's the fun part.
It's a lot of energy. If you could just put the pumpkin prepared in front of me, that would be really cool. Maybe we open a business where you prepare pumpkins for people.
Mm.
We just sell hollowed out pumpkins.
Can we just sell plastic pumpkins?
No, you want a real pumpkin.
But you don't want to do all the work, though, man.
I don't want to do all the work. But, I mean, if I'm getting paid for it, that's fine.
Oh,
so, if you're going to pay me to carve a pumpkin,
capitalism.
That's fine.
Oh, I see.
I'm just lazy. No, I don't carve pumpkins. Do you carve pumpkins, Phil?
Man, I carved the pumpkin, like, years ago, to be honest with you. Now, it was because it was a... there was a contest involved, so there was monetary value involved.
So capitalism.
Yeah, and I'm all about it, man. I'm all about it. I'm not gonna lie. You know, I know I said, or I talked and I asked you about, are you excited about Halloween this year and whatnot? For me, it's, I don't know. There's a side of me that I would love to go to carve a pumpkin, and but I'm trying to wonder where that's coming from. Is it because of this year? Is it because of I'm trying to get back some little bit of normalcy? So
that's your way. You're gonna go carve a pumpkin.
Well, when you say it like that, it's like no.
I'm an asshole. I apologize. I just want some normalcy in COVID times during Halloween. Carve a pumpkin. But no, like, I mean, that's something
people
you can
do outside of a COVID year,
to
right?
Just make it normal. Like, I mean,
yeah,
like,
it's normal.
That is a good thing to do. I mean, it does make sense.
I mean, you could go real juvenile and, like, go dress up and go door-to-door trick-or-treating.
That, I think, would be a bad idea because we're grown men.
That'd be scary.
I don't think people wanting
we did it like Charlie Brown where they put rocks in the
interval.
See, now that's the other thing. So I heard that they're not going to sit there and show It's a Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown on TV this year on the major networks. They're only going to show it on Apple TV Plus. Now it's a free thing. But that's because Apple has the exclusive rights. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't, but that's kind of crazy.
It is crazy, yeah. So as of today, what is today?
29th.
The 29th. Oh, gosh, it is the 29th? Yes, that's correct. So as of October 29th, as of this podcast, they're not going to show It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, or Happy Thanksgiving Charlie Brown, or, you know, the Christmas one for Charlie Brown.
That's ridiculous.
On any of the major networks now, because
Apple
exclusive rights. So, yeah. Now, to Apple's credit, they did say that they would provide it for free, but you still got to sign up.
You got to be
a part of your thing. So, you know, sticking with Halloween, right? I mean, I'm gonna openly admit this to the world. I freaking love It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, okay? I would love to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things, man. I've been watching it since God knows I was a kid. It just sticks with you, and you're like, it's not Halloween if I don't watch It's a Great Pumpkin, okay? It's just not. It blows. It's like, there's a lot of things about this year that blows, but don't take away my pumpkin.
Don't take away his TV. He's got to watch his shows, Apple. He's got to watch his
right,
shows.
Right, got to watch my shows, now. Come on, now. Suppressing me here. There's an insurrectionist happening amongst us. But, so with that being said, are you big on Halloween shows, or is there any type of Halloween, you know, movies, or is there anything that you're just like, man, I have to watch every year?
Nah, not really. I mean, I'm kind of a pansy, so I'm not big into horror stuff.
Okay. Okay. But you would watch The Great Pumpkin, right?
Yeah, I watch The Great Pumpkin. Okay. That'd be fun. Or like,
we're still cool.
I don't know. You remember, like, this sounds terrible. I don't know. I saw something that made me think of it. The old Disney Channel Halloween Town.
Yeah.
You ever watch that? Like, yeah. I don't know. For some reason, that popped in my head when you brought that up. Like, I thought that was a really good show.
Okay. So,
like,
okay.
Know. Maybe I'll go home and I'll watch that tonight. If I can get access to it. I wonder if it's on Disney Plus.
Should be, right?
Interesting.
A lot of things on Disney Plus.
Surprisingly, yeah. They do have a lot.
Yeah, they just have a lot of surprisingly type things on there now that you're just like, never would have figured.
Yeah.
But obviously, with acquisitions and whatnot.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. But still, I'm still upset.
You know, speaking of shows, I heard that they're taking The Office off of Netflix in January.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I did not hear about that.
Which is weird. It's like, I feel like a lot of people only have Netflix for The Office.
Well, you heard that they're raising rates again, right?
No, I didn't.
Yes, they're going to raise the rates again.
Because they're losing so much money to other streaming services.
Right. That's the other topic.
Yeah, we're going all over the place.
Man, we're all
today,
over
dude.
The place, man. We're trying to stick with Halloween. So, you know.
Yeah, no scary shows or anything for me.
No, huh?
Are you doing anything for Halloween, Phil?
Yes, actually. I actually am going to a Halloween party.
Oh.
Yeah.
You'll be bougie?
Oh, gotta be bougie. Gotta be. I mean, come on now. Look at me. We had a joke earlier,
oh,
guys. We had a joke earlier about that.
Don't look
that.
At him. Don't do that.
Yeah, look at me. That's going to be my shtick for everything. Yeah. Just look at me. Are you serious?
That explains everything.
Yeah, it explains everything. I mean, come on now. I mean, I would say, you know, again, we're getting off topic. I'm not going to get off topic, but no, man, I mean, it is hard, you know, obviously for me to get, you know, excited for Halloween. I think, you know, honestly, Halloween's cool. I know there's a lot of people that like to decorate their homes and get out there and they're all about it and it's their favorite time of the year, but it's not my favorite time of the year. It really isn't.
Well, you're normally pretty big on Halloween. It's just not your favorite.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No.
I mean, I decorated my house for the first time, like, ever.
Did you
for
really?
Halloween and stuff. Yeah, I had a bunch of decorations and stuff. I got, lights and stuff that I put up. But
why
inside
did you do
the
that?
House.
What made you do that?
I don't know. Just because. Like,
is it because it's a COVID
for
year?
For fun, yeah. It's because it's a COVID year.
Same, because you want some kind of normalcy, right?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. I don't, like, leave the house, so I was like, it's Halloween. I need to make it feel like it's Halloween, so.
That's true. You can play a lot of video games
by
during
myself,
Halloween,
by
right?
Myself,
by
yeah.
yourself, right?
Thanks for
No. That's,
all alone.
That's what you call, ladies and gentlemen, going into the next segue that we have.
Oh, okay.
Now
I see. Ooh, yeah, he's right. He's right. Yeah,
know,
that's
I try.
The next
I try.
Segue. Video games. You're right. I will probably play a lot of video games. yeah, now that that intro, or the transition went way over my head. Yeah, video games. The Xbox and new PlayStation are coming out. I'm very excited because I'm a huge nerd. Are you a PlayStation or an Xbox fan, Phil?
I am a PlayStation fan.
My man. Yep.
All the way, man. All the way. Not a knock on the Xbox, okay? I'm not gonna bash it. I know you got your fanboys out there that love one or the other. I actually have been a recipient that the last Xbox I owned, man, I wanna predate myself here, is the Xbox 360. That was the last Xbox I bought. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm a huge Gears of War fan. I love Gears of War. I love that game. Played it religiously, okay?
Yeah.
That game. That's my game. That's my game.
Wait, so you didn't get... What is it? Gears of War 5 came out in the most recent... The new Xbox? You didn't...
Which is on, what, the Xbox...
Oh, God, it's so confusing. Xbox One.
Yeah, I can't... Guys, there's so many versions of it
Xbox
out now.
One at... Yeah, it's just Xbox One, I think.
Is it just...
Because the new one's Xbox Series.
Right, there's a series, like... No,
but there's like a there's an Xbox
is there like
One S and an Xbox One X, and now there's going to be an Xbox Series X and an Xbox Series S, I think. It's all very confusing. They messed up their naming scheme.
Yeah, that does bother me. I mean, it just depends, right? It's like, well, how many gigabytes are in this one? How many terabytes are in that one? I mean, I understand storage. I get all that. But it's just, you know, when they start adding all the S's or the S1 or the S2, or you're like, what? Wait.
It's all different things. Well, I think the big thing for the new ones is not having the disk drive in them.
Correct.
Which I think is the big switch between them is like there's
How do you feel about that?
I don't mind it. I think like it's nice because it makes it a lot cheaper. I think I read something that the Xbox version that doesn't have the disk drive in it isn't going to be as powerful as a normal Xbox, which I'm not a big fan of. Like, I don't think that that should change anything other than just not having anything.
Right.
I mean, it's nice. Like, I mean, if you're going to get something for, like, Christmas or whatever, it's, like, $300 or whatever it is for the cheap one. Like, I'm probably going to get both the Xbox and the PlayStation, but I can get the cheap version of the Xbox just to play with my friends. Like, I mean, that like Call of Duty and stuff like that.
Right.
But then I get my regular games on the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm the same way. Like I said, the Xbox 360 was it for me. I did want to get the Xbox One and whatever because I did want to play Gears of War 5, and I haven't done that yet, but that's okay. I can do that now, right? So
maybe.
Well, I can go get an Xbox One, but it'll be an old system at that point, right? God, go be in the Smithsonian.
Well, the new ones are all backwards compatible. You can just buy a PlayStation 5 and an Xbox Series X.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're bougie. Yeah. You can just get both of them.
Because you're bougie. Oh, God. Okay, PS5. What are you excited the most about the PS5 as compared to the new Xbox?
Game-wise, God of War 2.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yes.
Yeah. Super hyped. And they haven't even really shown anything. They just showed like the symbol at the end of whatever their release video was, and I was like, so hyped.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Now, did you play all the God of War games?
No, I haven't played all of them. I haven't played some of the beginner ones. I've played the most recent one, and then, I don't know, one of the older ones on the PlayStation or whatever.
Okay.
Not all of them.
Dude, I love them all, man. I love them all. Big just God of War fan.
Super hyped.
Dude, I mean, Kratos, come on, man.
And no spoilers for anybody. The end of the new God of War, end of it, it's going to be a very good story for them to continue off with, dude. Like, yes.
Yeah.
So hyped. And I think that's one of the big things that, like, I like PlayStation more, because their exclusive games are awesome.
I totally agree. I do agree. I you know, for me, and that's what, you know, obviously attracted me, like, with the PlayStation platform is that, you know, because I hear this argument from people. They're like, well, buy American. You need to buy Microsoft because that's American. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, what happened to, can I just buy what I like? I was like, last time I checked, it was a freaking country.
Video games.
Yeah, it's video games. Now I got to play what you tell me to play? No. No, get out of here with that, you know. But no, man, I love, obviously, and I know it's weird because some people I've talked to about between those two systems, and people are like, oh, graphics. I'm like, what do you mean graphics? Like, yeah, they're more crisper, more edgier, more cleaner. I was like, but that's with any new generation of any new product that comes out, right? It would be different, let's say, if like the Xbox or the PlayStation was on a platform like, let's say, like your, like the Apple iPhones, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll, one generation will come out with one thing, they'll skip a generation or two, and then they'll pop it back out and say, oh, look here, we've got something. I mean, if, you know, if they did that with gaming platforms, I would probably be a little bit more jaded in that aspect, because I'd be like, nah, you came out with that two generations of console.
It's the
ago,
same thing.
So
like, what do you mean?
Right? You're going to charge me $1,000 to get you. Now, going to money with that, you know, is money for these gaming platforms, is it something to where you're just like, you know what, screw it, I got to have it? Are you that type of buyer, or are you like, you know what? You know,
well, I mean, I've been preparing to buy it all year. I mean, okay, I was like, I know that the PlayStation and Xbox are coming out at the end of the year, so I've been saving money for them and stuff. So, like, yeah, like, I gotta have it.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned, because I know sometimes when they release them, like, I might give it a couple weeks just to make sure that they don't have any issues, you know what I mean?
See?
Like, the hardware, like, no ring of death or anything in the Xbox. But, yeah, definitely gonna...
See, I'm the same way. I'll even take it a step further. I normally wait a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I want you to work out all the kinks in it. I don't want to sit there and buy a product and then, you know, like I said, I take it home and it works for a week. I'm excited. And all of a sudden, boom. And it's like, what?
Anymore. You deal with all the issues.
And then
send
I'm
it back
throwing
to
it across the
and
room,
and,
you know, because I'm mad now. And, you know, everyone else is online.
So aggressive.
Playing.
Damn, bro. Shit. This dude doesn't throw his controller. He throws the actual system when he gets mad. That's
There's
dangerous.
A COVID year.
It's a COVID
year. I got excuses for everything. You know, car don't work right. That's COVID.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know. Ah, my foot hurts. COVID. PlayStation ain't working. COVID. You know, what?
It's a computer
system.
Virus now. It's in my PlayStation.
It's
oh
like,
my God.
What more could go wrong this year? No. Like I said, man, I know I'm definitely excited about PS5. Obviously more than the Xbox. Like I said, I'm not trying to take anything away. It's preference, right? You go back to what's your preferred. Gaming platform.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people, man, that are all into PC games. I mean, they love playing games on the PC.
Yeah, I love playing games on the PC, but, like, I know some people that are the same way, but they'll only play games on the PC. They don't want to get a console. I'm
correct.
Like,
and then they make fun of console people.
Like, and, like, my thing, too, is, like, when you buy a console, like, games and stuff are designed to play on that console properly. Like, when you buy a computer, your computer could be a piece of crap and not
true.
Run anything, you know?
That's true.
But, I don't know. I'm excited for the new generation. There's lots of cool stuff they're doing with the, like, PlayStation's 3D sound was something really big that went on over the way that they're doing the, like, polygons and stuff, and, like, making architecture. I don't know. It's a new toy. That's what it boils down to.
I mean,
a new toy.
Just like with anything, whether it's a new phone, it's a new gaming console, you're right. You know, obviously for guys, it's, you know, we're all about the latest and greatest, right? It's almost like now you talk about me being bougie. I could say the same thing for you on that side, because if you're the type of guy that's got to have the latest and greatest, obviously a new console would be, you know.
Oh, yeah, like with my hobbies, yeah, I could be a little bougie.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
okay.
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just the teeny
yeah,
bit,
see,
though.
See,
just like
think,
a teeny
I
bit.
I think everybody then at that point may be a little bougie in some degree or area,
yeah.
You know.
Everybody's got a little bougie.
I would think so. Nothing wrong with that.
Bougie? Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Spend your money on what you want.
You work hard for your money, right?
Yeah.
She works hard for the money.
She works hard for the money?
You never... You don't know what song I'm talking about? Work hard for the money. So hard
I'm
for the money.
I'm telling you, my brain is not working at all.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I deal with. This is what I deal with. Oh, my gosh. It's all right. It's all good. Getting off topic. All right. So, in your best... Well, obviously, you've read all the reviews on both these systems, right?
Any information. I don't know if that... I don't know if I've read any real reviews since they came
okay.
out
of them. Oh, well, I was going to ask you then if in any reviews that you've read, what sticks out to you about these systems? Like, is it design? Is it, you know, obviously you haven't had a controller in your hand yet, but what is it that speaks to you?
I think for the newer system, some of the bigger things is going to be, like, load times.
It's important.
They're both handling them in different ways from what I've read, but, like, just not having to wait to play the game, you know, because, you know, like, some stuff, like, I don't know, like Skyrim on the PlayStation 3 when it came out.
Right.
Like, you would hit to start the game, and it takes forever to load it up.
Yeah.
Like, it just takes away from the experience. So, like, having the transition of stuff like that, I think is going to be kind of nice. Like the speed of that, I mean, just the...
Oh, yeah, faster is better, right?
Yeah, I mean, the,
in some
they're
going
to be able to make the graphics better because it's more powerful. And, lots of cool stuff. I think one really cool thing for, like, PlayStation is they're going to have haptic triggers mm-hmm. on the controllers. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, going to have tension. So, like, if you're pulling, like, a bow back in the game, it's going to, like, you actually have to put, like, a little bit more force behind it to get it to move and stuff. I think that's going to be kind of cool.
See, I agree. But there's also a side of me that's like, man, I'm just trying to play a game, right? Like, I don't want to put this much work into it.
I'm holding
that,
like,
you know what I mean?
Accessibility settings where you can, like, turn it off.
Right,
or,
turn
like,
it
whatever,
off. It's
know?
Like, well, I mean, which makes sense. But no, I agree with that. I think it's anything to include the gamer in terms of...
Like immersion, like getting in, like the feeling of playing the game.
Correct.
Like
correct.
Less of, oh, I'm holding a controller. It's more like, no, like I'm pulling the bow back. Is
kind of like when you go back to the PS3, right? If you go back to the PS3, you remember how, you know, obviously when they had that whole debacle about not having the dual shot. Remember when it came with the controller and there was no rumble?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it was like motion. So you had to, so if you're playing a, what was that one game? Oh, a Lair. If you're playing the game Lair on it, you know, that's with the dragon and stuff. I don't know if you remember that game. You could sit there and control the dragon, you know, by just moving the controller like up and down or sideways.
Yeah, so it's another bit different, so like gimmicky thing that kind of gets you into it.
Right. I mean, they had. And that, honestly, that didn't last too long, right? That didn't last too long. I can't really... They had some other games out there that you could use the motion, but no one really cared. Everyone was complaining. They were like, yo, I need my DualShock. I got my DualShock here. This game sucks. You know, it's like, okay, let's calm down. But
people were picky, all right? Phil, leave them alone.
Hey, man, you know, like I said, that is what it is. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I am excited for it. It'll be cool to see what type of games they have that'll come out on the systems. And, you know, I think, obviously the price point, you know, is the price point, do you think it's fair?
Yeah. I think, I'm surprised they're so cheap, to be honest with you.
True.
I thought they were going to be way more expensive. So, pleasantly surprised. And again, they've got the two different SKUs, so you can buy the cheaper one if you're really concerned about it.
What price point would you say no?
Like $700, $800 would probably say no.
No?
Yeah.
You'd say no at that point?
Yeah.
What if they said we'll throw in two controllers?
Well, we see that's different.
Two games.
You're just like a bundle, then maybe, yeah. Like, I mean, bundle? That's a different story. Like,
yeah, okay. But no, I do understand your point. I hear what you're saying.
$700 seems too much to me. I don't know why the difference between, like, $600 and $700 just seems so great, but it's just, in my mind, you know what I mean? Like, that's the, like, $700, $750 would be like, maybe I don't need to buy it right now, you know?
Interesting. That's a great topic maybe we can get into at some point. And what I mean by that is something that comes like dollars and cents. Like
how we set the barrier in our mind. Like
right,
when
why is $6 okay, but $7 isn't? Or $6 is fine, but $6.50 isn't? What is it about that small percentage more...
That bothers us.
That bothers us, you know? Like, if you're willing to spend... $150 on something, but you're not willing to spend $169.99.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Like what? Like
that'd be a good.
That's a good one.
Maybe next. Maybe next.
That's next time. That is next time. All right, Justin. Well, another great podcast down. It's been exciting. As always, it's always good to see you.
Sure.
Man, I know a lot of our listeners have a lot of stories to tell in this COVID year. But we had a lot of great topics tonight. Man, dude, it's just been crazy to see. But I mean,
it's 2020.
It is 2020, man. It is 2020.
It's a lot going on, you know. And we thank everybody here listening to us and everything. I know.
Thank you for hanging in there with us, guys. We appreciate it. We're gonna have some more things, guys.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing a little bit more. Kind of getting back into it and everything.
Getting back into it. 2021, get ready. your party boys here.
Got party a whole boys.
Party. One of us party boys. We're gonna be doing some more, folks. But as always, man, we appreciate all of you guys out there. As always, you know, be safe. Take care of each other out there. Yeah. You know, and do as Justin does, play a ton of video games.
You don't have to do that, but they are a lot of fun.
They are fun. They are fun. Go for a jog.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Yeah, take care of yourself. I think that's the biggest thing. Take care of yourself. And as always, you know, stay safe. Continue to listen to us, right?
Yeah.
I mean, again, we're your party boys. You got to listen to us.
One of us is the party boy.
One of us.
Sorry. I apologize. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, we love to have fun. All right, guys. Well, as always, leave the world better shape than the way you found it.
All right. See you guys.